The Mishnah on Tzadik Bavam Beis went through the constitutes of Shinoi. So went through a bunch of things. A matbeya, coin, the cracks, peris, kivu, yain, echmetz, dem, sham, shas, gzeva. That's considered a Shinoi. However, a matbeya benifso, truma benitme, it comes from Bola Pesach. So these things, then he says that Reish HaLchol Fonechla does not constitute a Shinoi. So a lot of these things are what's the Lamashal? Chametz Bar Bula Pesach, we said it's Yisuri HaNo. Try this if you can say Reish HaLchol Fonechla Yisuri HaNo. Fine. But why is it not a Shinoi? Why is it not considered a Shinoi? We're saying our mission is not considered a Shinoi. Why not? Because the difference is intangible, right? It's still the same item. So that difference is not considered a difference. Like?
In a nicker.
Right. So that's a pshat in a lot of these things. What about the thing in the Mishnah that says, Oishin nifsil me'al gavim isbeach. It was nifsil me'al gavim isbeach. That means it was matal mum. Got a mum in it. So, what's the pshat? Why does that not constitute a shinoi? So Rashi says, I'm reading it according to the Baal. Rashi says that even though the mum is nicker, over here the case is that it is nicker, even though the mum is nicker, still, kol behemas lav l'mizbeach. That means to say, it's right now it's a behemas chulin. The difference that it has, that you can't be makdash, you cannot be makdash. Now you can't, since it has a mum, now you cannot be makdash. That difference is not considered a difference. Because right now it's chulin, and it doesn't make any difference. That's why it's not considered a shinoi. That's what Rashi says. Now, again, let me just point out before we get to Tysus, one thing. What's the difference if it's a shinoi, if something constitutes a shinoi or doesn't constitute a shinoi? What's the difference? The difference is how much you have to pay, right? The taste is really worth more. When you stole it, it was worth more. Now it's worth less. Why? Because it has a mum in it. The mum makes it worth less. And even though it's worth less, so you want to give it back, and you say, Reish HaLchol Fonechla, I only have to pay you this, and I don't have to pay you the difference. Or could you not say that? Or do you say, Misham Kshasik Zeil, you have to pay the difference? That's the question over here. And we're saying, you could say, Misham Kshasik Zeil, do not have to pay the difference. Right? You could pay the lesser amount. Now, Taizu has a kasha like this. The Gemara on Daf Tzadik Ches. The Gemara on Tzadik Ches says, from Rabbah. Rabbah says, Hatzoyrim oizin parosa shochaver. Someone who tears the ear of the para of his friend, potter. My taima para ke the kaima kaima to say. Deleav of loymidi bekulu shvarim lav lagam esbeach kaima. And it's not oimul esbeach. So really, Rashi's borrowing this svara. This is where Rashi's coming. He's using the svara and he's saying that since it's chulin to beimas chulin, so therefore you're potter. So this is Rashi is a grama. Now over here we're not talking about a geneva. There was no stealing. No, there's no geneva happened over here. Pasha, he had his friend had an animal. He went to his animal's friend, his friend's animal, and he tore his ear. Right? Finished. He didn't do any geneva. He just did a maisa hezek. And the question is he chayv on that maisa hezek? Huh? No geneva. Hatzorim oizim bros. Oh.
It's
very similar. It's
halacha,
don't
you know.
Do it. Okay.
What do you tell your kids in school?
Kids, is he's saying that since it wasn't Eimel Mizbeach, therefore it's not considered a hezek. That's the rabbi says. Frekt Hoysa Akash. comes taisa on that tzadik ches. He has a kasha. Well, a minute. We had a Mishnah earlier. Our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, you make a mum in a behema, and the halacha is you could say harei shel chalufanech. One minute. You should be chayiv. You should be chayiv because you. I'm sorry. One minute. So it says if it shenifsal me agam esbech. It says in our Mishnah that it became possible. It was nifsal. Then you could say harei shel chalufanech. That's mashma. That if you did it, be a dayim. If you went ahead and you tore that ear, then you would be chayiv. You would have to pay the greater amount. So, Frektai Zakasha, how could Rabbah say, if you tear the ear, you're going to be potter? It's Mashmana Mishnah, if you tear the ear, you're going to be chayiv. Again, let me just. It sounds like bugging and clots, Grada. Again, because really our mission was talking about Shinoi. Geneva, Shalazi, was a Shinoi or not. So we were talking about if you did a Maisa Hezek or not. But it comes out the same because in our Mishnah we're saying you could pay the lesser amount. In our Mishnah we're saying that if you tore it, directly, physically, you went ahead and tore it, Biodayim, then you have to pay the greater amount. That would tell me that a mazik is chayiv. That's how Taiz is learning our Mishnah. That the only reason why you're potter is because you didn't do it directly. If you did it directly, you're chayiv because you're a mazik. Which is not a shino. Emphatosis. Our Mishnah, you know what our Mishnah is talking about? Our Mishnah is talking about behemoth culture. Behemoth kachem. Since it's behemoth kachem, so now if you went ahead and you gave it a mum, you made it a mum, so your nifsal gam mizbech, then it was mamish al mizbech, your mafsal. So then that's why you're going to be chay. Again, Rabba says the reason is because you were talking about behemoth chulin. Behemoth chulin. It's only grama now, he can't be maktish anymore. But if it would have been kachim, then use direct damage, then you would be chayiv. That's what he's saying in our Mishnah. If you did it directly, you attack a bichayiv, because you're talking about him as kachim. So it comes as a machlaik is going on between Rashi and Tarsus. First of all, what's the case of our Mishnah? According to Rashi, the case of our Mishnah is you take a behemoth chulin, you stole a behemoth chulin, and a mum happened, let me show you how it happened. And since this behema was anyway chulin, it wasn't hektish, so therefore we don't really care about the mum, because anyway it wasn't lav mizbech kind of. That's how Rashi's mazbid the Mishnah. Taisa's big mazbid is completely different. We're talking about a behema which is kachim. We're not talking about a behema which is chulin. Right? Again, according to Rashi, we're talking about a behema which is chulin. According to Taisa, we're talking about a behema which is kachim. I mean, behema which is kachim, if it happened automatically, so then you're able to say Reish Al-Khufanach. You don't have enough to pay because you didn't do anything. But if you went ahead be a dayan and you gave it a mum, then you will be responsible to pay. Because you're mazik. You're mazik a behemoth kach. So now it comes out very interesting. It comes out from Tysus that the fact that it changed from before it had a mum, before it didn't have any mum, and now it has a mum, is that considered a shinui? According to Rashi, it's considered a shinui, right? If behemoth kachim didn't have a mum and then it had a mum, it's considered a shinui. That's why Rashi says we're talking about chulin. But according to Taisus, it's not considered a shinui. It's not true. According to Taisus, a behemoth kachim, which before did not have a mum and now has a mum, is not considered a shinui. You know how I know that? Because he's learning the Mishnah that is talking about that and saying he's able to say Rishal Cholfanach, right? That's not considered a shinu.
So can you bring it as a carbon?
Even though you can't bring it as a carbon anymore. So it comes out there's a very, very basic machlokes Rashi and Taisus over here. Very, very basic machlokes Rashi and Taisus. If you have a behemoth kachim, it's kodesh, and you'll be matal mum in it. Is that a shinu or is it not? According to Rashi, it's a shinoi. According to Rashi, it's not a shinoi. Now, Fregech. According to Rashi, what's the pshat? According to, so, I can tell you, I understand. why it's considered a shinui, because you changed its complete status. Before it was hektish, and now it's psul amakdash. You can't use it for the mizbeach anymore. What's the pshat in Taisus? So that really the answer is pasha, because the rest of the items in the Mishnah is not nicker. The point is that it's not nicker. Over here also, the change before it was kasher l'mizbeach, and now it's pasul l'mizbeach, is not nicker. So that'll be pshat. That's pasha. He'll Taisus will learn that this case of shenipsul l'amizbeach is just like the other cases in the Mishnah. That it's not nicker. And according to Rashi, Rashi says not like that. Rashi says where the lehed you're talking about where it's chulin and it is nicker, and the reason why it's a shina is the reason why it's not a shina is because lavlam is beach kaimi. It's a whole new svar. Rashi has to come up with a whole new svar.
Even if it's not nicker.
Even though it's not nicker, right? So now it's interesting. So it's interesting. Why is Rashi arguing with Taisus, right? Why is Rashi coming and saying Taisus saying gishmak apshah l'chayr? Kipshuta, the Mishnah is all going together. All these things are in a nicker, right? Tumah v'netmei, tvei v'nifsel, chametz v'olah pesach, v'hem v'sanu. All these things are not nicker. That's why this not is considered a shina.
Rashi is more pashtus.
Yeah.
So Rashi.
Yeah.
Why didn't Rashi say the more pashtus pshat?
Yeah. Okay, so say Kipshuta, the yesh ladin. That means yesh ladin, because we had a sugi about this. If someone rips the ear, is that nicker or is that not nicker? Is that nicker or not? On the one hand, the ripping of the ear is nicker. On the other hand, the kashrus and the pasulus is not nicker, right? It's, the change of status is not nicker. That's true, but the rip itself is nicker. So of the other items in the Mishnah, is matvei v'nifsel, truma v'netmei, schamer v'lav pesach. All those things, it's not nicker. They're completely not nicker. But over here, it is nicker. Mm-hmm. So, we could say like this, that Rashi holds, so Taisus holds that this is also not nicker. Lamai said the change. Well, again, we have to be very clear over here. What is the point that we want over here? We want a shinoi. We want to know, do you have a shinoi or do you not have a shinoi? That's really the question at hand over here. Is this considered a shinoi or is not considered a shinoi? What's making a shinoi over here is the change from being kosher for to bring on his beach to being pasul to bring on his. That's the change. Is that nicker? No, that's not nicker. What's causing that is the mum. That's nicker. So do you say, okay, well, this is not nicker because the actual change is not nicker? Or one minute, lamaisa, what's causing it is lamaisa nicker, and therefore it should be considered nicker. And this grad, the one kenach, I just want to just add to that, is that in kashrus you find in a lot of places, there's a mum, there's a real mum, there's a mechuser ever, and then there's a mum which is not nice. It's partially not nice. And the pasuk says, I think it's in Cheskel, the pasuk says, that when you, let's say you're bringing a gift to your lord, your parents. Yeah, the guy who Lamaiz, the guy who you have to give him.
You have to impress him.
You're gonna bring him something which is lame. You're gonna bring him something which is not gishmak. Of course not. You have to bring him something gishmak. So what are you doing? You're bringing him his bag. That's the basic concept over here. So if it's nicker, if the mum, the tzayim oiznani, being nicker, that itself is what changes from being before it was kashal mizbeach and now it's pasul mizbeach. That itself. So it's more of a tzad to say that this itself is a shini which is nicker. So the Rashi will hold it is nicker, and Taisul is not nicker. One more point, which is rather very interesting because it seems to be machlokes rishayim about this, is that Taisus says a gevaldig azach. Taisus says that we're talking about where you stole something and then you are mazik it. You stole it and then you were matal amum. Taisus says you're going to be chayiv misha mazik. Now really, the Rashba and the Ravid say clearly that you're not going to be chayiv such a case. That someone who goes ahead and he steals something and then he's matal amum in it, his chiyuv, once he steals it, his chiyuv is to return it. He can't be chayiv mazik now. There's no such thing. right? It's his chiyuv on the zach is to do hashav. That's his chiyuv. He can't go ahead and make another chiyuv on something he already has a chiyuv hashav on. So Tois b'Mechadesh that is shayach mazik. So I suggest like this: Rashi could be that it doesn't count on like Tois for that reason, because he holds there's no such thing as mazik over here. There's no such thing as once you're chayv for Gneva, you can't be chayv for Mishal Mazik, like the Rabbi and the Rashba. So the Meila ties this far falls apart. And the Meila, that's why he disagrees with Tysus.
But you can be.
What?
If you steal an animal and then you have to adjust it, what are you chayv?
If you what? Sorry.
You steal an animal, you chayv to return it, right? But what if you don't return and you shecht it now?
So then you do it, you're mechuyev to repay it.
Four or five, now you're chayiv even more, right?
Yeah, yeah, that's true, that's kenaz. Yeah, why? Well, 1 minute. But where does the chayiv come from? Where does that chayiv come from? A chayiv mazik? Or it comes from the chayiv geneva?
I don't know.
Right.
You're saying it's from the chayiv geneva?
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
That's a kenaz on the geneva.
Right. Right, like we say, L'mashal, we say, Dal v'hei v'loi g'mo dal, right? It's all added on to the regular.
Okay.